This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will give a speech Thursday titled Communist China and the Future of the Free World. This speech comes as China warns the U.S. has severely harmed the two countries' relations. Court filings uncovered and reported by the news site Axios on Wednesday reveal U.S. prosecutors have charged a Chinese scientist based in the state of California with visa fraud. The documents say the Chinese consulate in the city of San Francisco is harboring Tang Wan, who hid her affiliation with the Chinese military. Pompeo's speech also comes after the U.S. ordered the Chinese consulate in the southwestern city of Houston, Texas, to close on Wednesday. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who is the acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, described the Houston consulate as the central node of the Communist Party's vast network of spies and influence operations in the United States. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman, Wang Wenbin, described the allegations coming out of the U.S. as malicious slander. Despite the tensions, Hong Kong's stock market shares ended higher on Thursday as investors returned their focus to the city's rallying tech stocks, investors shaking off fears of escalating U.S.-China tensions. However, the Shanghai Composite Index did close 0.2% lower. The Dow Jones, S&P 500, and the Nasdaq are all trending positively in futures trading ahead of Wall Street's opening bell. Data just released by the U.S. Labor Department show the number of Americans seeking jobless benefits rose last week for the first time in months. 1.4 million people filed for unemployment last week. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Globally, there have been more than 621,000 deaths from COVID-19 and more than 143,000 of those in the United States. Confirmed infections exceed 15 million, with the United States looking at nearly 4 million of them. Then add Brazil's more than 2 million infections, and the two countries hold well more than a third of the world's infections. Labs across the U.S. are buckling under a surge of coronavirus tests, creating long processing delays that experts say are undercutting the pandemic response. The bottlenecks are creating problems for workers kept off the job while they wait for results, nursing homes struggling to keep the virus out, and for the labs themselves. Some labs are taking weeks to return COVID-19 results, exacerbating fears that people without symptoms could be spreading the virus if they don't isolate while they wait. The U.S.'s Southwest Airlines will soon test thermal cameras to spot travelers who are running a fever, a symptom of COVID-19. The test will start in early August at Dallas Love Field and run 1 to 3 months. City and airline officials said Wednesday that in the first phase of the test, temperature readings won't be tied to individuals. Instead, the idea is to evaluate the cameras, where they should be placed, and how thermal screening could affect the flow of traffic at security checkpoints. Southwest says it'll decide later on additional testing. In the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, federal agents fired tear gas at protesters gathered outside a federal courthouse. Wednesday was the 56th consecutive day of protests in the city, with people rallying against police violence, racial inequality, and the recent deployment of the federal forces in the city. The mayor, Ted Wheeler, was among those standing by a fence in front of the courthouse when the agents fired the tear gas. Also Wednesday, the Oregon Attorney General filed a lawsuit accusing the federal agents of arresting protesters without cause and using excessive force, which federal authorities have disputed. A scandal involving the abduction and exploitation of young children in a colonial Mexican city popular with tourists widened Wednesday when prosecutors released additional evidence that an adult apparently used other children to help kidnap a missing 2-year-old boy. The search for Dylan Esau Gomez Perez led prosecutors in southern Chiapas State on the Guatemalan border to a house in San Cristobal de las Casas, where 23 children were being kept in deplorable conditions and forced to sell trinkets, and handicrafts in the street. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.